Hello and welcome to a special Anthony Gordon edition of the award-winning Gutter. I think I was going to say Flash Gordon in my head. Don't know why, because I think it's because I was bigging it up. And when you big up saying it's like Flash Gordon approaching, Anthony Gordon approaching. Oh, for God's sake, what am I talking about? Josh, hi. John Gibbo, hi. Dan Austin, hi. It's going to be a short, sharp shock of a show where we talk nothing but raw Anthony Gordon. The news broke at the weekend. Well, when did it break? Let me recap out loud in my head. On Friday, I think the story broke. It emanated out of Newcastle that Liverpool had been approached by the Geordies to flog them Anthony Gordon because they needed to meet their PSR deadline by Sunday night, PSR requirement deadline by Sunday night. And they'd even asked for Jarrell Quansah in part exchange, and Liverpool had gone, ooh, nah, too rich for our blood. It all then went a bit quiet. Newcastle signed a couple of other, or sold a couple of other bums. No disrespect to Minte and Anderson, as they're now known, and the deadline passed and Newcastle was safe. Then the next day, I'm going to come to you with a question in a minute on this, Dan, when I think of an actual question rather than just keep talking. The next day, the Newcastle patch came out with a new version of the story, that Newcastle had never intended to sell Anthony Gordon, that Liverpool were so keen on Anthony Gordon that they came trying to exploit Newcastle's fragility to meeting the PSR requirements, vulnerability to meeting the PSR requirements. And we're even offering all kinds of Liverpool make-weights in the deal, like Jarrell Quansah and Joe Gomez were name-checked. Now then, Dan, that was quite the vault fast in terms of... Now, both stories felt like they were Newcastle United end briefed. But one story, the Monday story, seemed very different from the Friday story, to my mind.
Yeah, I suspect that Newcastle felt increasingly desperate before that kind of softish deadline was approaching, and were perhaps offering their wares to various different places in various different regards. I think
That's Newcastle journalists on the phone.
You're wrong.
No, guys, not now.
I think that in general, Liverpool probably had like an interest in him. I don't reckon it was maybe enough to just do something on Newcastle's terms at very short notice.